Okay, so we last left off talking about the Shach Dinan. So what we're discovering is that there are two central dinim which need Hamtaka, Par Dinan and Shach Dinan. So we discussed last week the Inyan of Shach Dinan, and we explained that the Shach Dinan, primarily, we come to that cheshbon of 320 because of the 32 times the word Elohim is mentioned in Maisa Bereishis. And since each one is Kadol Me'asara, so 32 times 10 is Gematria Shach. And the way that we are Mamtik, the Shach Dinin, similar to how we're mamtik the par dinin, is by being mamshich in os hay, in os aleph. That the os aleph has the koyach of hamtaka, as the basayin is quoted here in sifkot and chaf aleph on the sides and daf shem peches. He quotes the basayin that he explains inyan hamtaka sa os aleph al derech avoda. The Iker Avoida Sa'adam Hushi Stak al Tami Bimakara Shakal Dover. Premius is associated with getting to the Shirish, always finding the Shirish. V'yidamihu Machaya Hakal. And to know who is giving life to everything. V'tamidi Stak al Adam Chal Dover V'devalida Sharsho Makar Chiyusa. To get to the root of things. And inevitably, when we do that, the conclusion will always be She'enoid Milvadoi. We'll find the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we'll find him deeper and understand him more and more. Ki hu yisbarach memali kol amin, mesayviv kol amin, like the Zohar Kaddish says, he surrounds everything, contains everything, within everything. U'machaya es kula mechol yis v'rega. He gives life to everything. V'in shmasinim u'vkadim v'yadai. So therefore, when a person, as he goes on to say, is searching for the root, he finds an aleph. And that Aleph has the kayach to be mamtik, the dinim. So therefore, when we do that, as we spoke about in Par Dinim, that there are five. The five letters man tzepach, the end of letters. When we apply an Aleph to each of them, then Par becomes Par. The same thing with the Shach Dinim. Shach is also comprised of five. Because five times the word din, as we explained last week, is gematria shach. So thereby, 10 times Elohim is shach, but also 5 times din is shach. When we give it an aleph to each of these five din, then din becomes the Shem Adnas. And in each case, whether we're talking about par or about shach, applying an aleph sweetens everything. This will give us a little bit of an understanding why it is that the 10 times Elohim by Maisa Bereishis pertains to Shach. It's important to note that the entire Maisa Bereishis, all of creation, is done with the Shem Elohim. It's not until everything is done, Eidle Toldos Hashemah Havaris Behi Baram, Be'a Masayis Havaya Elohim, that in the culmination of Ma'aseh Bereishis we find a gilui of the Shem Havaya. And the reason why that is because Havaya represents shlemus, completion. And the Shem Havaya is in Shaira unless on something which is complete. So Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is a work in progress, so that's the Shem Elohim. It was only when all was said and done, literally said and done, was a shayach agili of the Shem Havai. Afal pichein, it's only until Maisa Bereishis is complete, yet we come to Matan Torah, do we see a true completion of Maisa Bereishis. The Matan Torah represents a makeh bepatish and a finale to the seder of Maisa Bereishis, suggesting that Ma'aseh Bereishis is really incomplete. until we come to Matan Torah. The Chazal tell us, Yom HaShishi, that the HaShishi means that the Yom HaShishi, which was Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vav Sivan, was really the Shleimus of Ma'aseh Bereishis. With that being said, we can understand why it is that Ma'aseh Bereishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim, begins with the letter Beis. Whereas Matan Torah begins with an Aleph, Anei Hashem Elokecha, which the Sfarim deal very greatly with. Because Ma'aseh Bereishis, we only see, or we don't see, but it's shaykh to claim that there's duality, that there's more than one. Like the Yavanim had a Yanika on Ma'aseh Bereishis, and they tried to explain from the Chach Ma'aseh Bereishis that there's more than one. It can be misinterpreted. What the Tachlis Abriya is, and who the Borei Olam is, from observing Ma'aseh Bereishis alone. Hence, Bereishis, Bara Elokim. As the Shemayim v'Sa'aretz, there's two. There's Shemayim and Aretz, and one can be mistaken. When we come to Ma'aseh, to Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say, when every time we take out the Torah, Taharei Saladas Ki El Hashem Hu Elokim Ina Mevaday, Havaya Hu Hu Elokim. That Elokim of Ma'aseh Bereishis is really Havaya Ve'ena Mevaday. That Matan Torah is considered to be a Taich and a Perish of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So it's only when we come to Ma'aseh to Matan Torah, where there's a gili of that Aleph, which is that Aleph of Aneichesh Melokecha, does it come to be mefarish the Beis of Bereishis Bar Elokim. And that's the gili of Havaya, which was the Skala by Matan Torah, to be mazbir the Beis of Bereishis Bar Elokim, and that's Hashem Hu Elokim, Havaya Hu Elokim. And that's really the reason, perhaps, behind why Ma'aseh Bereishis is associated with dinim. Because as much as we can't be megale achdus Yisbarach, as we don't see Hashem's achdus, that in itself allows for a yinika, for an achiza of the midas hadin. That aleph of Anei Hashem Elokecha goes with all of the aseres hadibros. So although we have leisitzach, leisinaf, all that are just manifestations of Anei Hashem Elokecha. Anei Hashem Elokecha is running with each and every dibur, because each and every dibur was megala that Anei Hashem Elokecha. And that's why the second of the Aseres HaDibros, which is Lo Yalecha Alehim Achem Apanai, is really just a taich of Anei Hashem Elokecha. As if to say that although we're going to the second dibur is coming to be befarish the first dibur. As if to say that although we're leaving the first dibur and we're going to the second, to the duality, really two is really just a perish on one. And what that's implying is that really all of Ma'aseh Bereishis is a perish of Anei Hashem Elokecha. That the beis, that the Lo'i Alecha, the beis of the Ma'amarim of Ma'aseh Bereishis is coming to explain Anei Hashem Elokecha. Hence Chazal say that the dibur of Anei and the dibur of Lo'i Alecha were said b'dibur achas. And furthermore, Chazal say that not only was Dibur 1 and Dibur 2 said b'dibur echad, but all the Aseres HaDibros were said b'dibur echad. To tell us that really the Anei Hashem Elokecha goes with all the Dibros. And if that's the case, that's called 10 Alephs. So the 10 Alephs of the Aseres HaDibros come to be Mazbir, the 5 Pars, and the 5 shachs. That we take an aleph from the Aseres HaDibros and we apply it to each of the 5 times din of shach. Or we take the other 5 off and on the other side of the luchos and we apply it to the 5 times par of mansepach. So therefore, the gili of Havaya by Matan Torah, where we saw the root of the bria, which that aleph is speaking about, the Ein Oid Melva'ado, which the Basayin is referring to. So al pi derech avodin, al pi chasidus, by getting to the root of everything and we come to that Aleph, we come in contact to the Anei Hashem Elokecha, we're mamtik the dinim. That means, primarily, the Iker is always going to be searching for the Ribbono Shel Olam, searching for Hashem Yisbarach in Limud HaTorah. That's called Limud HaTorah Lishma. Because although it's shaykh to be able to find the Borei Olam through Ma'aseh Bereishis, because he's Machadash B'tuvah B'chayim Tapi Ma'aseh Bereishis, We can see from the Bria tremendous chachma, like the Rambam says. And a person can mean oymin on the Bari Yisbarach through the Bria, like Avraham Avinu, but that's really for very great minds and people like Avraham Avinu, who was a very big chayker, that he was able to find the Rebbeinu Shalom through the Bria with tremendous siyata d'shamayim. But from the giving of Torah on, as the Rambam writes elsewhere, the ikar way to search for Hashem Yisbarach is through Limud HaTorah. And the branches of Limud HaTorah, which is Asiyas HaMitzvot, that's the surefire way to be able to find the Rebbeinu Shalom. And in doing so, we apply ourselves, we connect ourselves to Maisa, to Matan Torah, which is a very big hamtaka to the whole Inyan of Maisa Bereishis. That's why when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is the day, the culmination of Maisa Bereishis, so, as we explain, there's a very big Inyan of the Shach Dinin, and the Par Dinin. That's the Yom Hadin. Hadin is Hey Din, the Hey Par and the Hey Shach. So as we explained last time, that when we take the shofar in hand and we blow, so the Arizal explains, shofar is the par of shofar, and the shin vav, which is 306, but since we hold the shofar in our hands, which is yad, 14, so shin vav plus yad is shach. So therefore, by holding the shofar and blowing it, the shofar has a shaychist to the hamtaka of shach and par dinah, which is a maisa bereishis diga inyan. But the shofar brings us back to where? What's the real makar of shofar? Matan Torah. But he called a shofar chazak mi'ayir. That the shofar means, no, don't look at Maisa Bereishis. Look at Matan Torah. That's why the very first Rosh Hashanah was the Yom HaShishi. Not to be mistaken, as many do, that Rosh Hashanah is a zecher to what? To day one of creation. It's not true. It's a zecher to day six of creation. That's the real Rosh Hashanah. That's the day of the creation of Adam HaRishon. So by taking the shofar, which is the shach par in our hands, and by blowing the shofar, we're connecting that Yom HaShishi to the real Yom HaShishi, which is Matan Torah, in which case Aleph is Matik, all the bases in the world. So that's somewhat of a Hezber LP, Pnimius, why it is that by being Mamshech these Alfin, we're Mamtik the Dina, and as we said, that the way that we begin Shemona Esrei, when we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that shame, Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yod of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, there he has Kavana there, that we have to be Mamshech, Mamtik, the Par Dinim and the Shach Dinim. And that's our entrance way into the Amida, because really the Amida is an extension of Matan Torah. Because what is Shemona Esrei other than an Amida, of which the Torah says that Matan Torah is called Maimid Har Sinai. Yom HaShir Amadita Bahar. It's called an Amida. B'nai Yisrael stood by Har Sinai B'dugmas Shemona Esrei, with their feet together with complete bittul before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And such, every Shemona Esrei is a dugma of Matan Torah. Hence, the halacha is Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. Gula L'Tfilah means Shema Yisrael has to be Samach to Shemona Esrei. Why is that? Why is that such an important din? Because Matan Torah was a combination of both aspects. It's the Shema Yisrael, which proclaims Hashem's Achdus, and it's standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a Shemia and a Re'iyah. That's what Matan Torah was. It's the Shemia, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is I can't see, which is why we cover our eyes during Shema Yisrael. And I can't understand, but I believe. It's the Inyan of Emunah. And Shemona Esrei, though, is that we see. We're able to see. The combination of, therefore, the Shema Yisrael, which is that Shmiya, which is Emunah, which gives birth to the opportunity and the ability to see in Shemona Esrei, there's a very big klal in Chassidus that the Svarim HaKadoshim speak about, that we don't come to any Havana and Hakar without Emunah beforehand. That's what Nasa V'Nishma is by Matan Torah. Nasa V'Nishma is, we don't understand it, but we're going to do it anyways. Oh, you believe. So in the Zchus of believing, you'll come to see. The precedent for that is also by Kriyas Yamsov. Kriyas Yamsov was, we don't know, we don't understand, we can't see, but we believe, Vayaminu V'Hashem Uv'Moshe Avdai, that they had Emunah in Hashem and Moshe Avdai, Memele Zekeli Ben Veo, they're able to see something which even Yechezkel and Navi couldn't see. They beheld, they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam with their eyes. Like we say in Shmona Esrei, we say those words. Shmona Esrei is the ability to see that whatever we see now in Shmona Esrei is just a mikzas and a dogma of what we'll be able to see. But it's that connection between the Shmia of Shema Yisrael, which gives birth to the be able to see by Shmona Esrei. Hence, by Matan Torah, the pasuk says, "Roim es hakolot," that they saw the sounds. As the Baal Shem Tov is ma'irich, that we see what can be heard. That there's a yichud of shmi and re'iya. Shmi bas re'i. The shmi and the re'iya, they weren't separate. It was roim es hakolot. They were able to see which couldn't be heard, which couldn't be seen, and to hear which couldn't be heard. So certain shlemos of the neshama, which is nesgala, because mitzad the gof, we have different kelim for hearing, we have different kelim for seeing. We see with our eyes, we hear with our ears. We can't see with our ears. We can't hear with our eyes. By matan Torah, you could. Because mitzad the gof, there's a period, there's a base. But mitzad the neshama, there's an achdas. And that neshama of nishmas yisrael was nesgala by matan Torah, and that neshama of klai yisrael can see nishmas kuchabichu kivyachal. Whereas the guf of Hashem, not that he has any masige guf chalila, but this bria is considered to be how Kodesh Baruch was malbish himself. But as we're oisik in the bria, it's like we're delving into the guf of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the havdil. Matan Torah was a gili of the neshama. It was a gili of nishmas Yisrael. So therefore, Matan Torah experiences that aleph, which is nisgala, which is the ikar hamtaka to the whole inyan of this beis, this period, this elokim of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hence, smichas gula l'tfila, and every Shmona Esrei experience has to be preceded by a Shema Yisrael, other than mincha, because it's a hamshacha from shachris, as the Mefarshim explain. So therefore, we have this yichud of shmiya and re'iya, and that hamtaka as we go into Shmona Esrei, Hashem svas ha-tiftach, as the Arizal prescribes, that we're mamtik there, the shach and the paradinim, through, as our entrance way through that prasdar into entering this world of Shmona Esrei.
Why is Shmona Esrei re'iya?
Shmona Esrei is re'iya because we behold the Ribbono Shel Olam Shmona Esrei. Shema is that you can't see. It's the inyan of emuna. But the amida is that you can't. As we said, there's a certain re'iya which takes place. We close our eyes, and if we could see, if we were able to see properly, it would be a Matan Torah experience where we saw Kuchabichu, that he opened up everything. We were able to see. So you're asking that kasha because we don't experience that. But on the neshama level, we do go through that. It's just that we're so connected to our guf in this world which we live in, and we're so disconnected to our neshama. It doesn't mean to say that we're not experiencing that. It's happening. But we ask kashas because we're not connected to the place where we see. We don't see with these fleshy eyes. We see with the neshama eyes. Those eyes open up, mikayach the Kriya Shema, and on that pre-mystical level, it's occurring. So tzaddikim who are living in that space, so they're enjoying that area. Should be zeichet to that. It's not a matter of getting there, of doing that. It's doing. It's happening. We just have to be connected to that space where it's occurring. So let's continue. And we explained last week that we're mamtik the shachdinim, or the partinim do, that there are five times that or is mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis as well. That's a dafshin sadi aleph. As we said, va'oyfen hamtakasim hu gam kinai de hosafas ois aleph, from the five times or, which is mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So again, in that place of Ma'aseh Bereishis, where we have the shachdinim, that's where they emerge from, we also have on day one the hamtaka from that. So the or is able to be mamtik. We're drawing on the or from Yom Rishon to be mamtik the shach pardinim on Yom Hashishi. Beside HaKasav, Hachamas Hamelech Shachacha. So Shachacha is considered to also be like Shacha. That's why by the Nes of Purim, so there was a Hizgalus of the Shach Dinim that Haman wanted to bring upon the Jewish people. So there was a Giloy of these Alfin, and Mimele there's that Hamtaka called Shachacha, that the Hamas Hamelech, of course, is not referring to Achashverosh, as Chazal say. Anytime it says Hamelech Stam in the Megillah, it refers to Hashem, Malkul Shaloylam. So Bachamas Hamelech, this wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Shachacha. There was a Hamtaka. And that, of course, goes back to Matan Torah 2, because, as we know, Chazal tell us, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Kimu masha kiblu kvar, there was a re-acceptance of the Torah, and that shaychus to Matan Torah, which occurred by Maisa Bereishis, by Purim, was a hamtaka, a drawing down of the Or of Matan Torah, to be mamtik, these shach dinim of Maisa Bereishis, which Haman wanted to be ma'ir. The Maila, once we're speaking about it, of Purim, over Matan Torah, was that Matan Torah was the gili of Hashem's achdus, mufshat from the Bria. Meaning that they were able to behold the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that their neshama eyes were able to see the Shmasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol in the world, but really like separate from the world. The Gilui by Purim was that Hashem didn't tear open the Rekiyas and reveal Himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malbish Himself in the Teva, meaning that they were able to see, not really to see with their eyes, but to be margish by Purim, that Hashem Yisbarach is one, like they were able to see by Matan Torah, which is why the Torah speaks, the Megillah speaks about the Pachad and the Yira, which was Naifel on everybody, Bechlal, the Yehudim too, just like it was by Matan Torah. Because although they couldn't see, they couldn't actually see, but on a Neshama label they were able to see. And they'd had that Matan Torah experience, and they drew it into the Teva. Which means to say that a person doesn't have to be like Klai Yisrael were by Matan Torah, traveling through the Midbar, Lamalam and Ateva, to be Zeicha to an experience of Matan Torah. And even if a Jew is going through his day-to-day life, Purim was a breakthrough into the world, to be Megala, the Iris of Matan Torah, into the physical world, into the world of Teva. Which is why Hashem's name isn't mentioned at all in the Megillah. Because it was Behester. But even in the state of Hester Panim, we can experience the Gili of Matan Torah. That's Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai, like we say in Ashrei, like before every single Shachris and Mincha, we refer to this Shekachalai. It's really a Hakdama to the whole inyan of Shemana Esrei. He quotes here on the bottom in Livia Schein something. I don't want to say cute, but sweet. In Simin Vav, what he calls here Livia Schein, he says, Adaf Shim Sadi Beis, that the Machaber, the Heine Rabbi Krauss, who gave the Shiurim, which really provided the content for the Sefer, he would say that if a person gets pulled over by a policeman, by an officer, so there's a shame kaddish that he could be Machavim to be Mamtik the Dinim. He says, because with the Kavana of Hashiva Sheftinu Kavarishona, the Aris explains, Hashiva Sheftenu Kavarishaina is Vashiteva's Shacha. So Sheftenu is like a policeman, he's a Shaifet. So Hashiva Sheftenu Kavarishaina means that you're mamtik the inyan of Mishpat to its Shairish. And all dinim are nintak b'Shairish. So Hashiva Sheftenu Kavarishaina means that it's a tefillah that Hashem, you should restore the Mishpat to its rightful place, to its Shairish. Like you're stripping the police officer from his kayach to be mamshach dinin on the person. So if a person has that kavan in mind of Shacha, which is at Rashi Tevas, so he says he can be mamtik the dinim, and he quotes Rabbi Krauss as having said, Sheze bodukum menusa. This is something which has been tried and tested, and a person shouldn't doubt it. He quotes the Be'er Mayim Chaim as well, that whenever the Yidden had to deal with the Shaifte Ha'aretz, they were machaving these Rashi Tevas of Shin Chaf Hei, to be mamtik the dinim when they would go in. Of course, it's always important to note, as always, when it comes to any yichudim and dealing with shemus hakdoshim, that that a person should know whenever he uses, let's say, applies a yichud like this, that it should be more of a tefillah than it is like a incantation, chalila. Like, it's not like, you know, I'm going to be machavi in the shin chaf hey, and, like, you know, things are going to happen. No, it's a tefillah, Tasha. And we can't separate al pi chassidus, especially using shemus hakdoshim from tefillah. So many tzaddikim, they were only machav and shemus hakdoshim during davening, not at any other time. That's how they did things. And others, they can know that they use kavanas of shemus, but as a tefillah, more than it was like, you know, I'm going to apply a shame. Rabbi Nachman used to say about shemus hakdoshim that a person who does it is like kishuf. And it wasn't like making a war against the Arizal. Right? He was coming to speak to more to Pashut people than to great people. And he was saying, like, if a person just thinks he's going to use Shemas HaKadoshim, then he's like a sorcerer. You know, then you're just, you know, you're not having a relationship with Hashem, which is the Tachas of the Bria. You're just taking names and doing this and then doing that. So how are you different than a sorcerer who is using this and using that? The Iker is that there shouldn't be any separation between the Shemas HaKadoshim and Hashem Yisbarach himself, the Hanukkah, the relationship, which is what Tefillah is. So therefore, I think it's important to note that if a person will take the advice of the Machaber, if he's ever pulled over by an officer, so it shouldn't just be, you know, I'm going to think now, shin chafei. No, a person has to be mispalot Hashem. That's the ikr. And if that's the real way how a person uses, you know, Shem HaSakdash. V'hinei, let's continue on Shin Tzadi Gimel. We'll finish the Simen B'siyata D'Shmaya before we have to go Dava. He explains, V'hinei, Eilu HaChamesh Gevuros, Hein Mishach, V'hein Mipar, Mispashtim, Rach B'Chamesh Sviros, Chesek, Gevuros, Tiferes, Netzach, and Haid. He says that the Chamesh Gvuros of Shach and Par, they're connected to five Sirus of Chesed, Gvuros, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoyt. Shemehem Nimshach Olam HaTeva, Shemi HaShavua, because that's connected, like we said, to Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis is an Indian of Chesed, Gvuros, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyt, and Yesod, really, which is a culmination of all five. V'akshbahem Yuchlu HaSetra Achal HaHata Yisisa Adam Lachshev Sheish Mitzias Shal Melech Malachim Lach Ba'atzma Chas V'Shal. It's only when we have midos and we have no moichin that if we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and we're seeing how it's separate from achdas, can we make the mistake to think that there's more than one. When a person is thinking from that place of moichin, which is keser, chachma, bina, and das, shesham ein shum tevel sholim hazeh klau. The way that it works is that the spheres are divided into 10. We know from previous shiurim that it's 7 and 3. 7 is this world, which is Elam Hazeh, which is the world of Teva, where there could be mistake. These are the days of Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis is the base, which is Shayach to Pirit. But Matan Torah, which is an Aleph, which is the Maichin, there's no mistake there. That's why the Sfarim say that the word Atzeres, which is of course Shavuos, Matan Torah, is Gematria Chachma Bina Das. I may be making a mistake. It may be Keser Chachma Bina. Yeah, I think it's Keser Chachma Bina. Is Gematria Atzeres. Because Atzeres Shavuos is the Meichin of the Bria. So Maisa Bereish is considered to be Vav Ktzavos, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod Yisod. Shabbos, though, was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plugged the Aleph into the Bria. Because Shabbos is really Matan Torah related. The Torah was given on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kuli Amo Le'pligi, that Shabbos was the day of Matan Torah. You know how hard it is for Jews to agree on anything? Because you know that Chazal say that from the day that the Malchus of Bistavu was split, there is nothing which there's no Machlokes about. Everything has a Machlokes. It's part of the Seder HaBriya now that every din in Torah has to have a Machlokes because of the Chiluk in Malchus Bistavu. Yet when it comes to Matan Torah, everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. How could that be? Because Shabbos represents that Achta, so everybody has to agree about it. It's the day of Matan Torah is more Shabbos related than Maaseh Bereishis related. So therefore, when we speak about in the beginning of the Torah that Hashem created 6 days of creation and then there was a Shabbos, that Shabbos is really more shayach to what? To Matan Torah. Not really to Maaseh Bereishis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was drawing down a ha'ara of Matan Torah to Maaseh Bereishis. Hence, that's why when we say Kiddush Friday night, what do we start? Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim Baretz. Yom HaShishi, that's a remembrance to Matan Torah. And then we go into Vayechulu, which is Shabbos. Because really what we're doing is we're connecting the 6 days of creation, which is called Shishi, and everything which preceded that, with Shabbos, As if to say, it's through Matan Torah, which is that Gili of Hashem's Achdus, that we have a real Taich and Perish on everything which took place in the 6 days of creation, which is like being Meyached, this Keser Chachman Bina, these Meichin, where everything is clear, where there's an Achdus, to the 6 days of creation, where there's a Shvir. Like there he explains that Keser Chachman Bria, by Maisa Bereshis, we spoke about in the way back in the earlier Shurim, there was no Shvira in those Sviras of Keser Chachman Bina. But there was a Shvira on Das and onward. Because in the Midus, there's Shaykh HaShvira, because you don't see Achdus. But Keser Chachman Bina, which worked together, where there was a symmetry, there was an Achdus between them, there's a Hasag of Hashem's Achdus, there's no Shvira there. Let's finish. V'abei Sviras Tachtonus of Yisod and Malchus, Ein and Achshav and Lekoyach B'fnei Atzman. Yisod and Malchus are Koilulim of the five of Chagat, Chesed Gvur, Tiferes Netzach, Hod Yisod, of Chesed Netzach, Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hoyd, Ki HaYisod Hu Rak Tzinur LaHashpia Mashu Mekab Mecham Shviras Al Yonas. Yisod is just considered to be a channel to bring down that which the five earlier ones have. The Hamachus Mekab Mechus is the Mekab. The Zehu Echad Meha Avoidus Hagdolos Shal Ishi Israeli. This is one of the big responsibilities and Avoidus which we have. LaHamtik HaChamish Gvurois Yerelu HaChamish Sviros, to be Mamtik the Gvurois, which are connected to these five Sviros, and to be Mamshech to them, the Chamisha Chasadim. That there are Chamisha Chasadim, which is the five Aleph's of Or, to bring them down to be Mamtek, those in Yonim. Right? That Or also has a Shaykhis to Maisa Bereshis. Vaz Yimshach Shechar Av Levnei Yisrael. The Tzaddikim work very hard on this all the time. To be Mamtek Din, and this is really one of the primary jobs that we have in this world, is to correct it. It's a broken world. It's a broken world. And the klal is that the more that we're searching for Hashem's Achdus, we're searching for the Aleph in everything which we do. That's why the Koilel, you know, the Sfar Magdashim and the Zohar Kodesh applies the Koilel in Gematrias. The Koilel is not just, we spoke about this last time, that the Koilel is not just a fluffy thing to do. Like, oh, I'm off by my digits, so I'll just take a Koilel. No, the Aleph of the Koilel means that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam present in this thing. That there's nothing which is void of that Aleph. Atam Achayis Kulam. It's considered to be a hamtaka for the inyan. The things are broken and they're one off until you apply the koilo. So in Pnimius, having that koilo can be said is more precise than not having the koilo. Because nothing is really exact in this world. You can't make a perfect circle. The only one who makes perfect circles is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He makes a perfect circle out of the sun, a perfect circle out of the moon. Only Hashem makes circles. If you'll notice that when we build things, when we make things, we make squares. Right? We make houses which are squares, make bricks which are squares. When man makes things, if you look around the world, everything is squares which we make. Because a square is more on a tzimtzum. A circle is more on something which is Ein Sof. Hashem's like Choysem is a circle. Only He makes perfect circles. We don't make circles. That koilel is like the circle. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp on everything that He's perfect. And when we're looking for the Achdus Hashem in everything, which is Shaykh to Matan Torah, we make a major hamtaka on the whole Inyan of Maisa Bereshis. So I hope that this hakdama is a hashlama in a certain sense to this Inyan of what our job is in this world. A pikabal that seems very complicated. The Shach and Par, what do these numbers represent? But in Pnimius, it's really very central. It's that we're working on finding Hashem in everything which we do. And even if we don't know all the Kabbalah behind it, if that's what we're doing, if we're applying this concept, so then we're true mikubalim in the sense that we're doing the avodah that Hashem Yisrael wants from us in this world. He wants to be known, as this begins the ishtamoydin lay. Hashem says, I want you to know me. And so when we're searching through Maisa Bereshis, primarily through the Torah HaKdoshah, and attaching ourselves to Matan Torah, this is the ikar avodah and the sweetest thing we can do for Hashem Yisrael in this world. Have a good day. Atzlacha.